of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
The foreign policy apparatus in Washington was happy to hate Russia again. After 40 years of Cold War, hating Russia was muscle memory. So soon the leaders of both parties in Washington signed on to the Russia collusion hoax. It had the twin benefits of paralyzing the Trump administration, which it did, and justifying the expansion of the national security state. As the years passed and the rhetoric intensified, hysteria set in. After a while, anybody with a heterodox opinion, from right-wingers to avowed socialists, could be accused of working secretly for Vladimir Putin. Many were accused, and some were destroyed by it. It was a textbook witch hunt, far more effective than McCarthyism. And unlike McCarthyism, it never ended. Russia remained America's greatest enemy, even as China emerged as America's greatest threat. Over time, the lie that Democrats told to hide their crimes in the 2016 primaries came to dominate America's foreign policy, and then to imperil America itself. For generations, statesmen and diplomats worked to prevent other great powers from aligning as a bloc against the U.S. The idea was pretty straightforward. You might be able to beat one strong country, but if a couple of strong countries ever got together, you would lose. This is why Richard Nixon went to China, to make sure the Chinese government didn't align with Brezhnev, with the Russians. Donald Trump understood this very clearly. Russia will never be our closest ally, he said. But if Russia ever becomes China's ally, we're in deep trouble. The combination of natural resources, military and economic power, and sheer population would make the Russian-Chinese alliance the most powerful force in the world. The United States would soon be dethroned. We'd be taking orders. As Trump put it, there is no reason to make Russia our enemy, and there are many reasons not to. It was a sound case, but official Washington ignored him. Their response shouted in unison, "Shut up, Putin stooge!" And then they set about trying to provoke a war with Russia. Now they have succeeded. But the war we're fighting in Ukraine is not against Russia alone, but also against Russia's newest ally, the People's Republic of China. What Donald Trump predicted has happened, and in the worst way. If the war in Ukraine continues, we will lose no matter how it ends. The world order is being reshuffled as we watch, and by the time it's over, the U.S. will no longer be at the top of the deck. That is very obvious to the rest of the world. But what's fascinating is how few Americans seem to understand what's happening or its consequences. But how would they know? No one in American politics or media will tell them the truth. Since the first hours after the invasion, Americans have been fed a steady diet of increasingly absurd lies about Ukraine. Google and Facebook have joined with the Biden administration to censor any factual information that contradicts the official storyline. It's dystopian. Joe Biden's first remarks about the war gave no hint that we would be sending advanced weapons systems and American military advisors to Ukraine, then supporting the entire Ukrainian government and its pension system with hundreds of billions of U.S. tax dollars. No, Joe Biden mentioned only sanctions, which are free, sanctions he suggested would be enough. Here is Joe Biden a year ago today.
The Russian military has begun a brutal assault on the people of Ukraine. Without provocation, without justification, without necessity, this aggression cannot go unanswered. If it did, the consequences for America would be much worse. America stands up to bullies. We stand up for freedom. Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war. And now he and his country will bear the consequences. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions.
Now, this isn't scientific, but I did a poll.
That's about it. Hey, you know what? I'm not going for this narrative that Putin's the bad guy. We shouldn't be there, and we know we shouldn't be there. They've degraded our military. Now they're picking a fight. And I'm comparing it to a person drowning. We're the United States. We're drowning. We need a hand up. And what's China Joe and his minions doing? They're shoving our head underwater and trying to keep us there.
Well, first off, let's introduce Good Morning Nick, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Doug Janke, and my co-host,
Nick Gardner. Peace, love, and water beds. We're here.
Well, we started that one off, and since we're going to go down this rat hole, let's just continue down that rat hole. Yeah, I said it way back when the war started, Nick, on this show, that I think history will reflect that Vladimir Putin was not the maybe the bad guy we were meant to believe, because as this thing has progressed and more stuff has come out, us, the United States and NATO are going to be, I think, deemed to be the bad people. And Carlson was absolutely right, is we've managed to create a problem that we didn't need to create.
Well, you know, borders are awful important to China, Joe.
Well, they're not important to Joe because ours is wide open. We've only got 5 million military-aged men who have been stationed all around the country. Doesn't seem to be important to him in our area, but he's really concerned about the border between Ukraine and Russia.
Well, I'm just disgusted. It is just heartbreaking what's happening. And I'll tell you what, anybody that says that Donald Trump was a bad president, that China Joe is doing getting us back on the world stage, is a moron, and they're stupid.
Beyond that, they actually, I would say it's almost sedition, because this gentleman is purposely, with full intent of him and his minions and the Democrats and the liberals, trying to destroy our country, trying to destroy our currency, trying to destroy our oil industry. There is nothing accidental that has happened since the election 2 years ago, and this is just one of those things that we're going down, and I'm going to talk about the upcoming election here pretty soon. But, yeah, Nick, this is a good way to start, because...
But here's the thought, though. You
please,
know, you go all the way back to Vietnam. You go back to Korea. The news media was there on the lines.
Yep.
You had on-the-spot reporting. Where is it in the Ukraine?
Oh, there's hardly nothing. If you don't go online, you're not going to find anything on the mainstream news about the war in Ukraine. In the beginning, we got it fed 24/7 and how sad it was, and look at Putin, and he's just destroying. I think the mainstream media, with Sleepy Joe and the gang, have realized that Americans are, a percentage, are waking up to the fact that what the hell are we doing sending them $110,000? Let that number sink in. $110,000
well,
in money and in military equipment. And, oh, yeah, some of our military equipment, the best of our military equipment, we can't even find. There's no accounting for it over there.
Do you suppose Afghanistan's sending us some of our military equipment to make up for that stuff that we can't find?
Well, I'm willing to bet money there was a postage stamp put on it and sent over to Russia and or China for the highest bidder, because that's apparently what has happened. Some of our best equipment is now gone. They don't have any accounting for it.
And we're going to pay the pensions of those people over there.
And their welfare, yes. We must do that. And, you know, it's funny, as there was a thing on last night about some known Ukrainian lady who made this big plea to Joe Biden, and if he stopped the war, he'd be one of the greatest men ever, and blah, blah, blah. And unfortunately, the lady is an idiot. I'm sorry for her circumstance, but she's an idiot. He caused it. He did this. He's the one that has actually pushed it to this point. And for her to sit there and say, Mr. President, if you can come stop it, you'll be a great person. It's like, wait, Stockholm syndrome to the extreme.
That's the tactic that our government has used even domestically here.
Oh, yeah. You know, wear people down, beat them up, get them to the point where there's no hope, and then come in to fix the situation you cause and claim that you're the actual hero. That's classic.
Here's a good example. They built the Red Bluff diversion dam.
Yes.
And they blocked off the winter run salmon from getting upstream, 95% of them. It took it to where they figured there was only about 150 salmon getting across to come up to spawn before they even admitted there was a problem.
Yeah.
The fishing guides had been screaming at them for years. They were finding salmon below the dam full of roe, hadn't spawned yet, and they wouldn't even acknowledge there's a problem. And then they dump a bunch of gravel in and open up the gates, and look it, we solved the problem. Ha,
yeah.
We're heroes. Give us a raise.
Well, no, and on top of that, they put in, what was it? We first moved here from Europe, 98. So right about that time, wasn't that when they put that couple, what was it? Many millions of dollars to get water pumped from 600 feet down below the dam to make it cold water again?
I think it was $60 million.
Yeah.
And the water was too cold.
Well, and the funny thing is you look historically, there's pictures of kids playing underneath the Diesel Horse Bridge back in the 50s, I'm guessing, and there was no water temperature issue, so why all of a sudden did we have a water temperature issue that we had to spend that kind of money?
Well, with the winter-run salmon,
yes.
And I have caught many of those.
Yeah.
I've caught them with a skein of roe the size of your little finger. And what they do is they come across and they come up during the winter, and they go up. McLeod River was a prime spot for them, the Sacramento River. They'd get in them deep holes, and they would lay until their metabolism changed, and then they would spawn. So they weren't coming up in that warm water.
Oh. Well, there you go. See, I learned something new today. So, hey, let's talk about the coming election if we're going to start off with Ukraine, because there is somebody who I think, in my opinion, Nick makes sure I have to say that all the time, in my opinion, that we need to discard, jettison, throw to the trash as quickly as possible. Miss Nikki Haley. Can we play the Nikki Haley clip, or no, the Tucker Carlson clip that I have real quick about how corrupt Ukraine is, and then I'll comment on what Nikki Haley is saying.
Self is a very dark force. That is obvious if you watch him. It is unmistakable. Who could not see that? This man is a destroyer. He banned a Christian faith in his country and arrested nuns and priests.
That
is... He's a hero, claim our leaders, Chuck Schumer to Mitch McConnell. No, Zelensky is not a hero. He is an instrument of total destruction. That is not a defense of his enemies. It's just true. And maybe that's why Joe Biden is drawn to him. Biden landed in Kiev today to promote another world war. Watch.
What happens...
Now, the reason I brought that clip up is because Nikki Haley is going on all the talking shows right now. She's talking about how we need to go and throw more money, more effort, more defense into Ukraine. And either she's completely stupid to an extreme level or she's ill-informed, but Zelensky is a bad dude. He is not the jogging suit, let's meet with all the press and be on the red carpet guy. He's a bad dude. He has outlawed a Christian faith. He is destroying churches. He's arresting the people. And I just want to make sure that our listeners know that's who Nikki Haley supports. Why doesn't she just flat out support Adolf Hitler? I mean, literally, that's how bad this guy is. And another thing that I really lost for Nikki Haley was when she was in the Trump administration, she was directly asked, would she run for president if Mr. Trump ran again? And her response at that time was, no, I would not do it if Trump ran again. Well, guess what? She was one of the first people to throw her thing in the hat. So that just shows you between her lack of judgment, her support for dictators, and her wishy-washiness on making a decision. And I get it. Things change and circumstances change. But if we vote for Nikki Haley, we're going to be basically voting for Joe Biden 2.0.
Hey, before you start this next clip, get that clip with Mark Dice ready. So, go ahead.
So, anyways, so I just wanted, since this one was an election about Joe and getting us into this mess, Nikki Haley wants us to go deeper into the mess. And so keep in mind, folks, that as this soon-to-be election cycle starts, you know, that's who Nikki Haley is. She wants to support Zelensky. She wants to continue the war. She wants to do it. And that's if she were to be elected, and I think the odds are virtually zero, but if she were to be elected, that's exactly who we would get. So what do you got coming up, Nick?
I thought you had another clip you wanted.
Oh, I do, but that's on a different subject.
Oh, okay, let's play my clip here on Mark Dice. This hitchhikes on what Doug just said about Nikki Haley and the Ukraine, Zelensky. This is our country they're talking about. Are you ready?
You know things are bad when enemy propaganda is irrefutably true. Here's Vladimir Putin on American culture today.
Now look at what they're doing with their own peoples. They're destroying the institution of family, their cultural and historical identity, and various perversions with regard to children up to pedophilia are accepted as the new norm.
Drag queen story hour, the gender-bending teachers that are all over TikTok. I mean, there's really no refuting what he's saying.
And priests are forced to recognize and officiate same-sex weddings.
Well, it's actually even worse than that, because now we have supposed pastors, priests, and reverends like this.
God is gay. God is a lesbian. God is trans. God is gender non-binary. God is straight. God is cisgender. God is black. God is white. God is Middle Eastern. God is Asian. God is differently abled mentally and physically. God is able-bodied. God is you, and you are God.
No, that's actually literally what Satan teaches, who you are obviously serving. Oh, and by the way, order...
So, you know, that just tells me that we're the perfect ally for the Ukraine.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we've chosen some strange bedfellows in the years, and this Ukraine one is really interesting, because it is funny is when you research the history of the Ukraine, and after the Obama coup, yes, folks, we did a coup. We threw out an existing government and put in our own. The Azov Battalion of the Ukrainian Army. Look this up, please. Do not believe me. The Azov Battalion in the Ukrainian Army is a pro-Nazi. They salute each other with the Nazi symbol. They actually have Nazi symbols painted on their tanks. It's funny, that's not on the news, is it? And that is what was unleashed on the eastern side of the country. They have been bombing and killing and murdering, and the Ukrainians who are now claiming, oh, this is so unjust, they brought this on themselves. They unleashed hell on earth on the eastern Donbass region with the Azov battalion that's all pro-Nazi. And Putin Russia already dealt with Nazis once. They only lost 26 million people trying to defeat Nazis. Putin's not going to let a pro-Nazi country sit right next to him. They've already paid a supreme price back in World War II.
Especially if they've got 47 biological labs going that we're supporting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, none of this is making the mainstream news, and that's the part that folks, I mean, obviously if you're listening on a Sunday morning to Nick and I, you're at least paying attention, which is a thank you. Thank you very much. But what we are getting fed on the news is not even in the same bookcase as the truth at all. So Nick, you're holding something since we're going to go here for a second. I wanted to, because it says num num juice fall river. So I just thought I would throw it to you for a second.
Well, I've got sitting here right in front of me is a save $5 coupon through March 11th for the new Whiskeytown Barbecue Company. It's at Sunset Marketplace out there where the new grocery outlet was built. It's mm-hmm. in the same building Cookies and Yogurt was in.
Oh, okay.
And I was working out there, and they've only been open about a month, and I went in, and I mean, they did a really good job with the interior decoration. But what I was most impressed with was the tri-tip sandwich I got. Boy, it was thick and it was tasty. And I got to talk and I heard somebody order a glass of num-num juice. It's made by Fall River Brewing Company.
Num-num juice. Now, if you drink enough of it, do you just go num-num?
Well, I know people that are num-num all the time. They're mostly libertards. But, you know, we're lucky we've got some really good sandwich places in town. We've got Don's Sandwich Shop, always good for a good sandwich, and they've got Super Soups. We've got Lucky Miller's, and this place here, Whiskeytown Barbecue Company, they're right on par with them.
Yeah, and I've become a fan of Smokin' Joe's out on Airport Road. I think they've got this three-meat sandwich. It's like pastrami, roast beef, and something else. It's really good as well. So we're getting blessed with a better food culture, I guess is how we could put it.
You know, I had to do a blood workup because I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I see the doctor once every 3 months. She's in Ashland. We did a Zoom meeting. And I said, well, how's my blood? Well, everything's good, but I'm still concerned about your uric acid level. That's what causes gout.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how is it? I said, she says, well, it's still high. And I said, well, I haven't been eating a really good diet lately. And she says, well, it's 2 points below what it was last time. I says, maybe you should give me a prescription for some pastrami and a couple of T-bone steaks from R&R Meats. I said, I have been getting green, so I go down to Costco and have a hot dog, and I put extra relish on it.
There you go.
So anyway, try that barbecue spot out there.
Awesome. No, you know, Nick, I know in the second half we've got a bunch of other stuff, some local stuff to throw on, but since we started off with the war, folks, keep, you may not be aware of this, and I think we talked about it last time, but the United States has sent the 101 Airborne to Poland with about 1,000 tanks. I believe I read a couple articles that said the 82nd was deploying to Poland. Joe's going to get us into a mess. He's doing this on purpose, and I've said it before on this radio. The reason I think we've gotten so deep in this mess is another reason that person in the White House needs to be tried for treason, and the results, because we can't say what should happen to him, the results should be what they are, is I think Zelensky has the goods on Joe.
Absolutely.
And I think whenever it's getting a little tough or Zelensky needs a little deposit in the bank account, he calls Sleepy and goes, hey, Sleep, I need another $500 million.
Oh, did you see the article, the video yesterday when they first started bombing? They blamed Putin for bombing this ministry of some damn thing. And in fact, they were burning records. They were burning the files. And it showed them walking out with big pallets of files and throwing them in. And the news media was saying it was a rocket from Russia.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was also early on, it came out that they were posting these pictures of all this death and destruction. It turned out it was pictures from previous wars.
There you go.
So take every and not that it, I mean, let's be blunt, it's out of the news cycle for the most part. I mean, you get a little something about Sleepy shows up and all of a sudden there's air raid sirens. I mean, you could not make more deception and lying visible to the American public than it is, and people still don't get it. They still don't get it. I mean, there was a CNN, the Communist News Network, who the guy, he actually did a post Joe Biden report, and he said he had been there for weeks and never heard an air siren, and then Joe Biden shows up and they start doing the air siren.
I saw that. That was hilarious. But, you know, Joe's doing a good job of diversifying things here at home. You know, his what in the heck was that guy? Nuclear administration, nuclear official, Sam Brenton.
Oh, Brenton, yes, yes, Mr. Baldy.
He identifies as non-binary at least most of the time. He's also a luggage thief. There's a gal, and I can't hope to pronounce her name. She's from, Tanzania or something. She had her luggage stolen in 2018. Well, this Sam Brinkman, he's got photos all over the internet, and she recognized her custom-made clothes. She was a designer.
Yep.
That he stole and he was wearing, and he's getting nailed for that.
Well, look, let's be blunt. He's not going to get nailed for anything. He's going to get a slap on the wrist and leave the baggage at the baggage claim if you don't have the baggage ticket. Nobody that's in his current administration, and I know, you know, the QAnon folks are saying there's white hats and it's going to come and there's a thing. I don't even think this Republican majority we have in the House is going to do anything. I think there's going to be a lot of talk. Marjorie Taylor Greene has said they're going to have articles of impeachment against Biden, but then it's already been said that in the Senate they won't move forward.
Well, no, we'll get Kamala Harris, and they don't want Kamala Harris in. She'll put the women's rights movement back 50, 60 years.
Well, she'll put America back 50 or 60 years. Forget the women's rights. She's going to destroy America. She's that bad.
So here's another one of Joe Biden's people. People who embrace perversion and denying your sexual reality and embracing BDSM or engaging in devil worship, like Dimitri Deskoklos or something like that. The National Monkeypox Response Coordinator, or all PERS, have already made clear their disdain for norms. Why wouldn't they push the envelope in other areas as well? We've got a National Monkeypox Response Coordinator who embraces BDSM and devil worship.
Yep.
That's another Biden appointee. Have you watched any of the hearings on his nominees?
No.
They're all black, and they can't answer a question. I just love John Kennedy to get a hold of them and start asking questions. And then it comes out, Judy Monroe Layton, the woman who accused Justice Kavanaugh of sexual assault, was found to have lied during congressional investigations, and it now is being charged with making materially false statements and obstructions. And she's admitted it.
I still don't think she's going to spend a second of time anywhere with bars. But the January 6th people have been locked up for two freaking years. But these folks, they will walk the streets with no consequence.
Well, we're going to see what happens now that Tucker Carlson has, what, 41,000 hours worth of January 6th tapes?
Oh, yeah.
They released to him. This might get interesting there.
Yeah.
We're getting pretty close to a break. I guess now's a good time to break. Break, 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 break.
In the morning hour she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. I'm driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Here we are. You ask for it. Here it is. Maddie's Minutes.
Hey, good morning, Nick and Doug. It was good to hear you share what I was going to share about the truth about Putin, who's not been a globalist. He's been fighting for his people and supporting, you know, traditional values and exposing the West that's run by, you know, evil pedophiles and Satanists and jazz. And the whole Azov Battalion, you know, when I said a month ago that the news has been so fake about Russia going into their territory of the Ukraine, that the U.S. deep state took over in 2014, that the news was saying, oh, they're invading Ukraine and they're bombing civilians and hundreds of thousands of civilians are dead. That was all fake. I wasn't saying that the fighting was fake, but Putin had to go in because these bioweapon labs, and he shut down 45 or so bioweapon labs that were releasing pathogens to, you know, make the people sick and eventually die. And when they set up the Azov, when they set up the Azov Battalion over the Ukrainian Armed Forces back in 2014, for 8 years they were bombing civilians in the Donbass and other areas. They were raping and trafficking the women and children. They were shooting the Russians and the civilians at will because they serve Satan, and that's always been a part of their deal. It's part of their worship and service, right? Conquering nations and all this evil stuff. And I'm sure they'll find mass graves of Russians that were just shot in the head. I mean, that's how evil these monsters have been. And so awake Ukrainians last year who don't believe the fake news, who know it's lying propaganda, they were putting videos on their phones that us Q followers were seeing, them celebrating that they were being liberated, and thank God Putin was coming in to take down the deep state. But then, and they were celebrating, right? But those that were asleep, like 75% of the masses worldwide, who believe the fake news, they were saying, oh my gosh, we're being invaded. We got to flee. So that's the dichotomy we're living in. And know that the deep state in this covert military operation, this biblical battle of God, bringing evil off, you know, removing evil from the earth, the deep state was mostly defeated in mid-2020 and removed quietly to face tribunals and mostly death for their evil crimes against humanity. And many things since. And we're in the last moves of this operation. And so all this war talk, we're not heading towards World War III. We're not heading towards war with Russia or China, who are working with Trump behind the scenes and bringing down the global cabal worldwide. All this war talk is actually very exciting for us Q followers, because we know that the transit, that means that the war is almost over. This covert world war that we've been in between good and evil is almost over with all this war talk. Because the transition between this earth that we live in and our new earth of peace and prosperity that's already established behind the scenes with Trump and all nations.
30 seconds, Maddie. You got 30
okay.
seconds. Wrap it up.
It's going to be chaos. So it's going to be like it's the end of the world and world war, and we're going to die. So that means it's near the end of the war, and then the EBS will come, martial law, and the military will show us what's going on, and we're going to vote in new government. So don't worry about Marjorie Taylor Greene and all those guys. That's a part of the old corporation that was bankrupted. Our new republic will be coming forth this year. So the best is yet to come, truly.
We heard it. The best is coming. Maddie, thank you so much for your 4 minutes. This is always informative. What do you got, Nick?
Well, we could use a sign. Maybe we could get Putin to come out and do a speech with a white hat on.
That would be a good one. Or Xi, maybe somebody could come out, because I'm telling you.
That was a really good Maddie's Minute, and I hope everything she says is true.
I hope it's 100% true. Absolutely.
But at this point in my life, there's only two people I trust, Doug, and that's me and you, and I'm not so sure about me.
And I wouldn't be so sure about me either, so we're really screwed.
Okay, you wanted to move on to windmills.
Yes, folks. If and I know they may or may not, but Mr. Kellstrom, Mr. Jones, and Mr. Cry, do not fall to the state. Put up a stiff resistance, whatever we can do to not have that windmill go up, that windmill farm that we voted down go through. Because first off, this is a clear example of what's wrong with our country. The local people have spoken. We don't want another windmill up on the ridge. But let's go to clip two before I talk about it, because what's not, and Nick actually, this, I'll touch base on this, because this is how I actually got started on this show, was talking about green energy. So let's talk about the clip two. Go ahead.
The wind industry is getting crucified economically. I mean, we're talking Siemens and Gamesa windmills. We're talking General Electric. They're getting killed on warranty claims against the products that they've sold. You've got all these tax incentives up front to build the stuff. You know, build me a big windmill with a big blades and chop up those birds and all that stuff. You know, but so you build it with the tax incentives. But then, you know, a year later, you know, when things start to break, because when you're spinning these windmills and the wind changes, the wind shifts, and, oh, I got to shift my windmill around, you know, you start putting a lot of stress on these things. You just start busting gears. You start breaking things. And so look at Siemens, look at General Electric. The warranty claims are killing them on the windmill business. Interesting. But anyway, you asked earlier about the,
So, folks, this is how Nick started this whole disaster that we call Poked Hornets, with me being part of it, is he asked me to talk about green energy. And we talked about how ungreen and how criminal it really is, because by the time you put all the energy in to build something, it will never offset the energy that was needed to build it. And windmills is another great example. There are things you can find on the Internet where windmills are being taken down all around the world because the blades, which are fiberglass, when the wind blows, it takes sand. When sand goes and blows against something, it's sandblasting, and they're wearing the blades out. And then I came across this guy who is a natural energy expert and big on oil and this and that, but that's not his point. He went on to talk about, you know, the theoretical positives, but he said that, look, the wind industry is a farce. I mean, the insurance claims against these windmills right now is immense. And so if we can stand up and stop and tell the state that can blank off, this is the locals, because we have to deal with it, not Sacramento.
And if you want to see the best documentary on windmills and dirty energy, go to Michael Moore's documentary, Planet of the Humans.
Michael Moore?
Yes. That's the one we watched.
Oh,
Planet
yeah.
of the Humans. Yeah, yeah. You sure didn't expect it from him. Let's move on. I want to talk about gun control, and I've got some clips here. Did you have anything else you wanted to go
on? No, I just wanted to say let's stand up for our local people. We said no, and if the state throws this down, the next one's going to be worse.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about the meeting at the supervisors, but first I've got a couple clips from a guy named John Lott. And it's spelled L-O-T-T. If you can't spell John, you probably don't need to listen. But if you Google, if you search engine John Lott / gun control, you'll find out all about this guy. Could we please have clip one?
Yeah, I had numerous debates and fights with people at the FBI on data when I was there. And, you know, unfortunately, it's gotten to the point where I just don't believe a lot of the data that the FBI puts out. Their active shooting reports are horribly done. And even when you point out errors to them, they don't fix it. So, for example, with regard to that, the FBI, from 2014 to 2021, the FBI claims that there's 252 active shooting attacks in the United States. These are attacks where a gun's fired in public, not involving some other type of crime. It could be anything from one person being targeted and missed all the way up to a mass public shooting. They claim that only 11 of those were stopped by civilians carrying permanent concealed handguns. I think there's 360 of these cases, and I think 124 were stopped. So rather than 4%, I think it's 34%. But I didn't have the millions of dollars that the FBI spent on putting that together. I literally had a few thousand dollars. And, you know, I'm more confident about the later years' data. And in 2021, about 49% of the active shooting cases were stopped by civilians legally carrying guns. That's a long way from 4%.
Wow.
And one of the arguments I tried to have with the FBI, which they would have nothing to do with, is that you have to separate out places where people are legally allowed to carry from gun-free zones. You can't expect law-abiding citizens to stop active shooting cases in places where they're banned from having guns. If you do that, in 2021, about almost 60% of the active shooting cases were stopped by civilians illegally carrying concealed handguns.
Wow.
So.
Okay, so that's our first clip. Our second clip's the same guy. Let's go right to that, and then we'll go to the supervisors' meeting.
We did a study about a year and a half ago. If you look at the five largest newspapers, the New York Times, the LA Times, Washington Post, USA Today, the Wall Street Journal, between them, they had a total of 10 defensive gun use stories between all five of them. Almost all of them had something go wrong. Either the wrong person was shot or the gun was taken away from somebody. By contrast, they had 1,700 and some news stories about somebody being killed or wounded in a criminal offense. They had over 2,700 gun crime stories in general. You add in CNN and MSNBC, they had zero defensive gun use stories during that period of time. So you could be somebody who's considers yourself following the news regularly. You read all the major publications that are there. You watch the TV news on those two outlets. And you come away with the notion that there are lots of gun crimes. You may never even hear about, see the 10 stories between those five papers. But even if you do, something goes wrong with them. And so you think, well, you know, why not ban guns? Because maybe we'll just cut back on some of these crimes, and we don't really lose anything because there's no defensive gun uses that are useful anyway. And so you can't really blame people for having the views that they do for a lot of people on the left. And
you know, I want to thank Nathan for doing such a good job on these clips.
Yes,
he's right there, right on the spot, cuts them off when they're supposed to be. Good job, Nathan. Now, we're going to go to the supervisors' meeting, and you're going to hear three gals here that, you know, are over the hill, and they think to protect us that they need to take our guns away. And what prepped this is Patrick Jones put an item on the agenda to follow the constitutional law that we have the right to carry guns anywhere we want to carry them.
Shall not be infringed is the exact title. Shall not be infringed.
And if we get to it, I've got the decision of the Supreme Court right here where Clarence Thomas says that we can carry our guns just about anywhere we want to according to the Constitution.
Yes.
So let's go with this first clip. This is Missy MacArthur. If you don't remember her, she was on the city council and she came up with a bright idea of moving comments to the end of the meeting. That way they wouldn't have to listen to us too much.
Yeah.
And that's the same year Brent Weaver was on there and he decided that we needed to be punished like kids because they didn't like our comments, and when he got out of office, right here, sitting right here talking to Carl Bott, Carl says, what was your accomplishment while you were in office, Brent? And Brent says, well, we brought civility back to the city council meetings. So let's go with that first clip.
Hi, I'm Missy MacArthur, president of the local League of Women's Voters. As many of you know, we are nonpartisan. We do not support candidates or political parties. We do, however, raise our voices about relevant issues. Both the National and California League of Women Voters has researched gun safety in America and have written position papers aimed at reducing gun violence in America. Facts are facts. There have been 79 mass shootings in the United States this year, and it is only mid-February. On the day that I heard Mr. Jones on TV saying that the idea that he wanted to bring forth was that county employees should be able to bring weapons to work. In these chambers, a 14-year-old in Tama County shot a 17-year-old.
So there you go. The League of Women Voters are nonpartisan. I've never heard a more false statement than that in my life.
She might as well said we are the rah-rah liberal supporters of the city of or the county of Shasta. I mean, come on, really?
Oh yeah, you've got Missy, you've got Judy Salter. Let's see, what was that other gal that spoke before her? I didn't want to put her on because there's too many. You've got Susan. What in the heck is her last name? She
Well, the utter stupidity of these people is just, it pales. The reality is, criminals are always gonna have guns. Holland, my wife is Dutch. Holland, the criminals will shoot whoever they wanna shoot. They will get a gun whenever they wanna get a gun. Same down in Australia, which confiscated all the guns. Same in Canada. Everywhere they've taken guns, guess what? The criminals still get guns. America is the only place where you actually have a chance to defend yourself. And these idiots who will not be there when you are faced with that person in this, the grocery store parking lot who's trying to rob you, they won't be there to save you, but they'll tell you that to wait for the police because they'll be there in 15 minutes.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, if you're getting your butt kicked, a minute is a long time.
Well, you're getting one punch at you because you don't know where it's going to end.
That's right. Let's go ahead and hit that second clip with Missy.
I believe in responsible gun ownership, but I support the League's position that we need to do all we can to curtail gun violence in the United States. Our children are scared. I know, Mr. Jones, you don't have children, but everybody else up there, I believe, does.
Hey, you know what? Talking about having children, Kevin Cry made a stand at the one of the meetings that on the first five, that's kids 0 through 5 years old, instead of putting Joe Cominti on there, they needed to put somebody on there that had a kid, actually had a kid 0 to 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to hand it to Kevin. He's pulling out things on the consent calendar that would have been rubber stamped.
Yep.
3 months ago, and he's making a difference. And as a matter of fact, I believe Kevin's starting his show this next week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
That'd be good to hear. But, you know, getting back to MacArthur, first off, she's very wealthy. So she, you know, she has a nice place, I'm sure. And the reality that she can tell us what we can do for self-protection is beyond compare. And the reality is, when you look at the facts, There are really, comparatively speaking, almost zero gun incidents where a law-abiding citizen just went out and started shooting people. It is almost exclusively always criminals. I mean, Chicago has 50 people shot a weekend.
Yes.
I bet you money none of those guns are legal, registered, or anything.
Well, they were legal and registered before they were
stolen
from their owner.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and hit clip two, bud.
I do support the Second Amendment. My family owns guns, and my husband's a hunter. I don't have any problems with guns. But I've attended too many of these raucous board meetings over the last couple of years to think it's a good idea to bring guns in here. There are times when I thought we were going to have fisticuffs, and I can just imagine if there are guns in here. I don't want to be afraid as a citizen to come in here. I want my voice to be fairly heard in a safe environment. And how in heaven's name can you all tell law enforcement what laws they're going to enforce? No, that is not your right any more than it's my right. The sheriff is going to determine what laws he's going to enforce. And I don't see how in heaven's name y'all can penalize him for doing his job, which is to uphold the law.
So why aren't they enforcing the laws on everyone? They're picking and choosing, and they have been for quite a while.
Well, exactly. That's the great thing about liberals, and this lady may or may not be a liberal just because she owns – well, she owns guns, so that already almost disqualifies her. But it's funny is she doesn't think anybody else should be able to have guns and protect themselves. And the reality is, as a responsible gun owner myself – one of the things that you do understand, and you know the old adage is, if you're willing to point it at something, you better be willing to shoot it. So there's always that level of higher responsibility from most, I'm going to argue 99% of gun owners, and of course you got morons who do stupid things, but for the most part, most gun owners. Arguments that happen, they don't necessarily break out into gunfights. It's, you know, that's actually what our country was founded on. And for her to sit there and say, well, if there was guns in that thing, now we're going to have shooting matches.
Well, you know,
give me a break.
The only time I felt like if there was guns in the supervisor's meeting, maybe somebody would have pulled one out, is when the gays and the LQQST people were in there and they didn't get Pride Month. They stood up, they were screaming, they were using profanity, and it was just ridiculous. They were angry. And I don't understand why 2% of the population just thinks they should have a whole month dedicated to them.
But I hope that they do push through the Second Amendment, that we will respect the Constitution, because this lady is first off, she's mistaken. They're the Board of Supervisors. They are the boss of the sheriff. You know, it's like if you have a boss, you go to work, the boss tells you what to do. The laws, and the thing that she also doesn't correlate is a lot of time the laws are not the laws. They've just been kind of handed down by edict, by bureaucracy, bureaucrats. And so the reality is if we can become a Second Amendment
county,
I think that would really be a good thing.
Yes. And I'm curious if actually you can carry a gun any way you want to.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is these people are idiots. Go, and I'm using that word a lot today because I'm so worked up. Go to these states where there is no permit required. You can carry open or you can carry concealed. No permits. Violence is less.
That's right.
It's less because you don't know if Nick the crazy radio guy is carrying a gun or not. You don't know if Doug is. So you're not going to find out. But if you go to a gun-free zone, you are 100% sure that you're not going to face any resistance.
Well, you know, Mark Kent got up and talked, and he kind of laughed at him. He says, how many people here are packing right now? And, you couldn't see how many hands went up, but if it was an honest count, I would bet 15, 20 hands would have gone up.
Yeah.
And you never see them pull out their guns.
Well, there was an event that my wife and I went to a couple of years ago at the Cascade. And I just got off work. I get there, and the guy, the guy's all blah, blah, blah. And he goes down, and he finds, and he goes, do you have your permit? I showed him my permit. He goes, okay, there's 7 of you in there, so have a nice show. And it's funny, nothing happened. It's so weird. He goes, no alcohol, which is, of course, is an automatic when you have your permit. But he goes, have a great show. And it's weird, Nick. We all watched it. I think it was a Pat Benatar concert, to be honest with you. It was great. And apparently there were 7 of us, and we didn't go around gun-toting and pistol-whipping people.
You know, I went to a concert there, and it might have been that same concert. And I went with my son, Logan. And I had lost my permit someplace. It fell out of my wallet or something, or I think it had lapsed. Anyway, I didn't have it with me, and I had my gun in my pocket, and they were doing the want, and I said, Logan, give me your keys. I'm probably going to have to go lock my gun up. We went up there, and he wanted me, and the wand didn't go off.
No way.
Yeah. But, you know, getting back to these people, these bleeding heart liberals, these older women that think they should have a say in running the county, their time is over.
Well, and the thing is, they're telling us what we can do to be safe for us. I don't know if they've looked around in their rich environment, but there's a lot of bad things going on right now. And I'm not prepared to let my wife or myself find a moment where one punch is all it takes to get me out.
Yes.
And so I'm hoping that the Board of Supervisors doesn't, because, you know, those folks always sit there and talk about, well, we're nonpartisan, we're nonpolitical, but we think banning guns are, that already tells you they're already political.
Yes, and they slant their forums. They
always.
It's terrible. There will be no audience participation. I remember when,
yeah, yeah.
when Doc DeNuca was running, and it was just, you know, dull. Everybody sitting there like a bump on a log, and he came up with a good answer. And I started clapping. You'd have thought I passed gas in there. Oh, God, people got angry. And they lectured me on it, and I just teased them. I just got so excited, I just couldn't help it.
Yeah. I'm actually a participant in our democracy, and you're telling me to shut up and just sit there.
Yes, and bossy, and I remember I worked at the Cascade Theater with one of these women, and I had to work with her one time upstairs in the bar, and I never saw such an arrogant, bossy, I'm the boss person in my life.
Well, you find that most time liberals are angry people. For some reason, their vision of the world is not exactly what they thought it was. And they tend to be very angry, very pushy, very opinionated to the point of dismissing everybody else's point of view. And so your experience probably was spot on with that. Nick, you've got like 75 pages in front of you. What are you doing now?
Well, I think I'm going to try and read this Supreme Court decision. There's no mystery as to the cause of this revolution. Last June, in a landmark case of NYSRPA versus Bruin, the Supreme Court significantly strengthened the case law supporting Second Amendment rights. In a 6-3 opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas said, the court recognized that the Second Amendment protects not only the right to bear firearms, but to carry them in public. More importantly, the court put an end to means and security, the rationale that lower courts had used repeatedly to uphold gun control statutes. Under this doctrine of review, any statute that was viewed as furthering an important government interest was upheld as constitutional, placed in the hands of liberal judges who found firearms to be repugnant. The implementation of means testing had essentially removed the Second Amendment from the Bill of Rights. Thomas wrote, the proper standard of judicial review was to assess whether modern firearm regulations are consistent with the Second Amendment's text and historical understanding. And the most important historical period was the late 18th century, the time during which the Second Amendment was written and adopted. So, in essence, that Thomas said, you can carry arms. Our Second Amendment gives you the right to carry arms anytime, any place you want to. And I think this is what Patrick Jones' amendment is stating, that we in Shasta County will follow this decision. The other decisions before it don't count.
Well, you know, the great thing about liberals is they try to pick and choose sentences or verbs. Like, well, it says, you know, it should not be infringed, but they didn't know or they didn't have automatic weapons. Doesn't matter. A gun is a gun and it shoots a bullet. And the reality is most of the shootings that do happen, almost none go with automatic weapons, folks. I mean, an automatic weapon, and I'm not an expert, is basically you pull the trigger and it just keeps shooting. Most guns are going to be semi-automatic, which means you have to pull a trigger. And so when they start using the argument, well, they didn't know about automatic guns or semi-automatic, it doesn't matter. It's a gun.
Yeah, but you know what they're doing now? I've noticed lately, in just the last month or so, instead of attacking assault weapons, they're attacking semi-automatics.
Yeah.
They've switched over, and now they want to go to semi-automatics. And anybody that's got guns probably has a semi-automatic someplace.
I mean,
you know, maybe a half a dozen of them or more.
Well, you got to give them credit. The liberals and the Democrats are very smart. They know that words have meaning, and they constantly change them. First it was global cooling, then it was global warming, then it was global change, and I think now we're on to global something or weather. They pick words to convey a meaning, and if you don't agree with it, you're a bad person.
Well, I'll tell you one thing this snowstorm and this cold snap has reminded me of. If I ever move, I don't want to move north.
Yeah. Tell you what, we're cold out there up in Shingletown. So
have a great week. Kevin Cry next week. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
See ya.
I hurt myself today. To see if I...
Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.